More on that story now. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams is a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, welcome back. And what is the reaction there in Washington?
Well, this morning at the White House, Alex Scott McClellan, the president's spokesman, said he wasn't going to discuss the intelligence activities except to say this, that there is congressional oversight in place and there is judicial oversight. When he was asked, therefore, did people on Capitol Hill have knowledge of this, he refused to answer. So it's not clear, but that certainly would be the suggestion. I think in general, the reaction around town is one of alarm, especially because the Patriot Act is up for renewal, as you know, with provisions expiring December 31st. And as a result, there's now a new element, a new dynamic in place that would add to the momentum that's been growing over the last several days to delay any extension of the Patriot Act to encourage more debate over the issue of civil liberties.
You know, I was interested to see that Scott McClellan did comment on this at the White House, but Secretary of State Rice did as well, saying that whatever was done with this domestic eavesdropping by NSA, which the president authorized, was legal.
And the point again and again from the White House has been, it's legal, it's legal, it's legal. But, you know, the contrary point is this would be the first time that a president has authorized secret searches inside the United States. The National Security Agency's mission is to do spying overseas. And clearly you have to wonder if in fact the courts, when looking at it, if they would have a problem with operations of the NSA inside the United States because it becomes then a constitutional issue.
Juan, let me move on to another story that in some way is tied to this, I think. This is the measure authored by Arizona Republican Senator John McCain that would ban torture and limit the tactics used during interrogations of anyone in U.S. custody anywhere. The White House had opposed this measure, but yesterday the senator went to the White House to announce that there is a deal, they're going to go ahead with it, and Mr. Bush said that he and Senator McCain shared a common objective.
And that is to make it clear to the world that this government does not torture and that we adhere to the International Convention of Torture, whether it be here at home or abroad.
But Juan, the White House had been threatening to veto a defense bill that would include Mr. McCain's ban.
Alex, it's reporters like you that caused the White House stomach acid, you know, to rise, because you're exactly right. 5 months ago, the president was threatening a veto. And it's only because they could not get a third of the House or the Senate to back them on this issue that finally the White House had to give in to Senator McCain. You'll remember Vice President Cheney was making the case, personal visits to people on Capitol Hill in opposition to McCain on this torture ban issue. But the House has voted just this week a 308-122 non-binding resolution that supported McCain in October. The Senate voted 90-9 in support of McCain's amendment. So what you had was Steve Hadley, the National Security Advisor, negotiating with McCain, and basically it came down to this, that the White House wanted protections for people who do the interrogations so that if it becomes a matter of having them go to court because they have violated someone's rights, there would be some legal protections, that they had orders from above, that there would be some consistent line of legal authority that they could cite in protecting themselves against being put in jail for violating any of these rules against illegal cruelty, inhuman treatment, or degrading treatment.
Finally, Juan, last item here. The House of Representatives is trying to save Christmas, yes?
Yes, indeed. You know, it's been a weird week in Washington. I was the Secretary Rice this week. I saw Secretary Rumsfeld. Everybody's talking about these intense issues of Iraq, the president's speeches in Iraq, the elections in Iraq, torture, and now this NSA issue. Meanwhile, over in the House, you have them passing a resolution that basically says that we should respect traditions and symbols and there will be no bans on any reference to Christmas anywhere. That is a hot issue among conservative Republicans on Capitol Hill in this week before Christmas, Alex.
NPR senior correspondent and regular Friday guest on Day to Day, Juan Williams. Juan, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex. Merry Christmas.